Joining us, as he does every Tuesday about this time, Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. It's Car Care Tips. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good.
See, he got it right.
Yeah, there you go. He got it right. Well, he heard me mess up.
I was listening to your conversation. I was scared to death not to get it right.
Is it Alec? Is it Eric? Is it Eli?
What is the guy's name?
I know. Hey, you. That'll work, too.
Yeah.
So here it is on a rainy, rainy Tuesday morning, which nobody was expecting much of this. But you said you wanted to talk today about excessive heat, and we're going to have that by this afternoon. We're going to have it for sure.
Well, we're going to have definitely some extraordinarily hot weather the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a sneaking suspicion this is going to be a preview of what we're going to have this summer.
Ah.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about the heat's effect on your motor vehicles, and it's not good. Cars, we've got to remember when it's in the 90s outside, as it's going to be the next few days, that the temperatures, like for instance, the underhood temperature on a vehicle in this weather will approach 300 degrees, and that is very harmful, particularly to all the rubber parts, the belts, and the hoses. But also some of the components, like, for instance, batteries. Most people think that the cold kills batteries. Well, that's not necessarily the case. We have more go bad in the summertime due to the heat than we do in the wintertime because of the cold. So if it's a good idea to check your battery, bring it in, let's put it on a tester, see how many cold cranking amps it's got available to you. And it kind of judges its overall condition to make sure that it's going to be there when you need it. And one of the things we've discovered with these new formulated batteries, now that they've taken the lead out of batteries, is when they die, they die.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can drive into a parking lot, go into a store, come back out, and your battery will be dead.
Yep.
It's just that sudden. And it's pretty aggravating, and the heat exacerbates that. So it's something that you want to make sure that your battery is in good shape. And also some precautions to take. By all means, don't ever leave a pet or a child in a car.
No.
In any conditions. It drives me nuts to see cars in a parking lot running with a dog in them. People don't realize I could list 50 things that could go wrong with that car to cause it to cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And if that car cuts off, that dog's got a matter of seconds to live before the heat will overcome it. So don't take the chance, folks. If you love your dog, take it in the store with you. Don't leave it in the car.
Very good.
In a dangerous situation. For God's sake, don't ever leave a child in the car. So, just some precautions we need to take when the weather turns warm, and some things that we want to make sure that, of course, the old standbys, we want to make sure that our cooling system is sufficient to withstand the heat, that our coolant is up to specifications and is in good shape. And also, of course, the air conditioning. We've already seen an uptick in air conditioning jobs. Folks have already noticed their air conditionings aren't working as well as they had hoped, and they come in to get them diagnosed and to fixed up. So it's a good idea to check that before the heat really brings it on.
Mm-hmm.
So just some things that you need to take care of or make sure that they're taken care of going into this hot weather that we're going to have.
What about tires, Dennis? I know you don't sell tires per se, but at the same time, heat like this, especially driving naturally on hot surfaces, that's going to really, I would think, put a tremendous strain on tires.
It does. It's particularly on a trip. Folks don't realize how hot a tire will get on an extended trip, particularly driving at speedway speeds for a period of time. Heat builds up in your tires. And one of the things you've got to kind of be aware of is the air pressure in your tires. Because as it gets hotter, the air pressure actually increases in the tire. So You want to make sure that it's in the recommended level to start out with so it doesn't overinflate and prematurely wear your tires. Mm-hmm. Goodness knows as expensive as tires are anymore.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. It's a good idea to make sure that they're regulated temperature. You had a question last week that we didn't get a chance to answer. Have we got time?
Not really.
Okay.
Save it for next week.
Let's just wrap it up.
All right.
Let
me start it out. Dennis Whittingham with Precision.
You go first.
Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care and Car Care Tips.
We'll fix all this in post, everybody.
Don't worry about it. There you go. He joins us every Tuesday around 7:20 with these tips. So, Dennis, tell us about your store.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by anytime. You don't need an appointment. Or if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our number is 926-9500.
Thank you, Dennis. We will talk to you next Tuesday.
Everybody be safe out there today.